Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good morning, it's Tuesday the 2nd of May, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Tom Rado. US officials believe Russians in Ukraine have suffered 100,000 casualties in the last 5 months. The White House yesterday announced that they estimate Russia's military has suffered 100,000 casualties in the last 5 months in fighting against Ukraine in the Bakhmut region. National Security spokesperson John Kirby called out the figure, based on US intelligence estimates, included more than 20,000 dead, half of them from the Wagner mercenary group, which includes convicts released from prison to join the fighting. Their leader has recently threatened to pull out of Bakhmut if the Russian military command failed to deliver more regular ammunition supplies. Russia's attempt at an offensive in the Donbass, largely through Bakhmut, has failed, Kirby said. Russia has been unable to seize any real strategic and significant territory. He said that the Russians have made some incremental gains in Bakhmut, but that this has come at a terrible cost and that Ukraine's defences in the region remain strong. Kirby also hinted that another US weapons package for Ukraine would be officially announced soon. Poland marks 19 years since it joined the European Union. Poland has been a member of the European Union since 1st of May 2004 under the accession treaty signed in Athens on April 16, 2003, entering the bloc along with Cyprus, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, Lithuania, Latvia, Malta, Slovakia and Slovenia. In a statement delivered yesterday in the gardens of the presidential palace, the president described the anniversary as a day of joy and reflection for the future. He described the way in which he feels Polish people are proudly full participants in the, quote, great European freedom. He added that amongst many other benefits, trips within the community take place without passports, and in many ways now, Poland is not much different from even the wealthiest nations of the European Union. If we look back, this is the result of our hard work. We are grateful to everyone for that, he said. Prime Minister Morawiecki also addressed the nation and emphasized the point concerning the conservation of nation-state sovereignty whilst being inside the EU framework. He noted that if not for the individual convictions of the USA, Great Britain and Poland, there would be probably not an independent Ukraine today. And so the role of nation states cannot be overestimated. Combining recreational sport with ecology. The season for eco-kayaks has started in Gdańsk. Over the holiday weekend just past, the third season of the eco-kayak campaign began in Gdańsk. As part of it, enthusiasts of water sport recreation will be able to rent a city kayak, boat or pedalo for free, provided that during the trip, you fish out a full bag of garbage from the Modława River. The scheme will last until the end of September. Some kayakers of the two previous editions of the scheme had to return to the marina several times with full bags during trips of just 2 hours, and in total, the participants from the first two eco-kayak seasons pulled out almost 1,400 kilograms of waste from the water. The scheme is intended for adults or younger people with guardians. The Gdańsk Sports Centre provides participants with garbage bags, gloves and grippers. Registration is carried out via forms on the website of the Gdańsk Sports Centre. More information can be found on the Radio Gdańsk website.
The weather.
Today will be warmer than yesterday, but with periods of both rain showers and sunshine. The temperature is set to fall sharply as we move into the evening. A moderate breeze will come in from the northwest. Daytime temperatures will see a high of 17 degrees Celsius or 63 degrees Fahrenheit, with expected lows of 3 degrees Celsius or 37 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Tomorrow's weather will be sunny and slightly cooler, but with less chance of rain. This has been the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather. Take care and stay safe.